for the Nathans of the time. Maybe we'll start Memzayin on the Aleph Yemet in the middle of the Gemara together. So the Gemara has a Kalami written in this list. Gershon is got to cut Mishanah Adami. And the Gemara has it with respect to three different Dima. The first thing is when you get to give an alliance. A brother and a sister are not permitted to marry. If you had a brother and a sister in Nachri, and they both converted, so they're permitted to marry each other, and it's only with the Rabbanah for two different reasons. We don't permit it, we have to be concerned about both reasons. This is explained to some agent, what it means, we have to be concerned about two different reasons. When I told that, it seems everyone agrees to that, that we apply the rule. Gershon and Zgar cut Mishan on the dummy, the brother and the sister are not related to each other. Then the Gemara has a din that two brothers are pasul la'edus, and not Torah, are first cousins. If you have cousins, an uncle and a nephew, are pasul la'edus, and not Torah, based on the pasul la'edus, and not Torah, and brother means are lovers. And pshuta shamikra means that you don't punish the parents because of the sins of the children, you don't punish the children because of the sins of the parents. And the Torah Shemapa has an additional level of interpretation of each other, the aid is burning, each other of the aid is on, a trade of absolute lives. So the mother says, what if two brothers and two cousins were not him, and they both converted, so when I told them no longer the cousins are no longer related to each other, not brothers anymore, and when I told them they're permitted to testify together, one against the other, one for the other, and even with the Rabbanon also, they never made a chumah with the Rabbanon. They only introduced the Chumah with the Rabbanah by Arayis, that the brother and the sister, or an aunt and a nephew, should marry each other for various reasons, but by because the Hamayinah may make a mistake. But as far as Kabbalah Seder, since Kabbalah Seder is always Bifnei Bezdin, and Erechadem Bisur and Kroitim on their money, Erechadem Bisur doesn't have to be in the presence of a Bezdin. But Shnei Eidim Sherem Anirei, the Mamanus and the Pashis and Dovish of the Erevah, then you need Kabbalah Seder's Bifnei Bezdin. So Bezdin goes to Dina. So you don't have to make any Zeres, the Rabbanah Yes. And you know it's said by Kroitim, Shemiz Gairu, are they kosher l'hoit? So since when I've heard the kosher l'hoit, there's no need to make him zerim in the Rabbah. Then the third thing the Gemara says is by Yerusha. Let's say Mr. Trump should live on there, yes, Hashanah. But when he passes away, so his daughter is a Giyaris, and his daughter will not Yarshan and then I've heard her. Because Gershon has got lunch and all of them, and that related to each other and me. Then the Gemara says, maybe Rabban and Hepkebez and Hepkebez, and we changed the thing because we're concerned. If there's a lot of money involved in the Yerusha, we're concerned that maybe the Ger and the Yerus may decide to revert back to the Chayza of the Surah, to revert back to his original religion, thinking mistakenly that if he goes back to the original religion, he'll undo the Ger Shemiz Gak Kut Mishan Al Adama, and he'll get the millions of dollars, the billions of dollars of the Yerusha. So Midi Rabbana, they were afraid, Sheikh Zerush and Yaks of the Surah, so he said, Mikoyach Hepkebez and Hepkebez said that the Ger should Yash and the Prophet. Okay, because if we're going to leave it on the Din Torah, he may be encouraged to revert back to his original rule. So those are the cases, the three cases. The Imam doesn't have a machlokes, but he applied the rule, Gershon is right, Kvat Mishan Allah, but by Gili Arayis, by Craig and Sivan Laedis, and by Inyana Yerusha. And here you have a machlokes of Yechan and Reish Lakish, in two cases, which I would have said like Rishlakish for a little bit. I would have said a little bit like Rishlakish. I would have said, you always say Gershon is God, but you should not burn. Gershon is God, it does mean that the whole past history of the person is wiped away. That's it, and now he borrowed $100,000 from the bank and then he converts. So it's a religious bank run by the Aguda, let's say. So you're going to say the Goy doesn't have to pay, the Goyshon is God doesn't have to pay back the money because he's a new person, but you should not let them. No. The din Gershon has got pension of Dami only applies when you have Kraytim. You have Kraytim and you get to give it a rise. You have Kraytim and you get to sue the Aedas of Kraytim and you get to Yerusha. Or here in the Sugya, it's negate to do dinim. Kraytim and you get to period of Arabia. You only answer the mitzvah period of Arabia if you have children who are related to you. The Gemara says in Yavam is that this makhlekes for Gershon and Reish Lakish. They had the Gemara Nadav has two machlokes. So the second machlokes, the first one is referred to as Kamaisa, and the second is referred to as Basvais. So the second case where they argue is the negate to period of Arabia. Nochri was married to a Nachris, and that whole family, and all the children are all Nachrim, and then the father converts. So does he have to marry a woman bas barim now in order to fulfill Pirut Ridya? And he says, yeah, it's a Pirut Ridya with the children that he had before. So the Shlokish says, Gershon is that, I would have said, I'm Shlokish, Gershon is that, he's not related to those children anymore. And you're not yet to Pirut Ridya if it's just biologically you are the father of the children. The Gemara says the Feirush, in the Rambam's way, it will be saying the double Makleis are different from the Shlokish, and say there, yeah, this Makleis only applies by a Nachri who was a Ben Koirin, who had children with Nachrius, and then he converts. But if he was an Eved Knaini, since Eved Eino Yachas at all, so that even if he also Eved, he wasn't related to his own children. So even the Shlokish, no one will say that is Yetzir Peri-Rivya. Even Rav Yechanan thinks that you are Yetzir Peri-Rivya. By Gershon, this guy, Rahayilah, finally had a son and a daughter in Machayuso, and now he converts. Rav Yechanan says that it's Yetzir Peri-Rivya. We pass like Rav Yechanan. Whenever there's a Machlens of Yechanan and Shlokish, all over Shasta, the many disputes of Yechanan and Shlokish, and the later generation, Yechanan was the first generation of Rambam right. He was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda Anasi. So the Gemara says, in the later generations, when they took a vote, to determine what the consensus is, what the majority opinion is. So the majority on all the cases was that halachic Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases. These are not three cases. These are not the three. The Gemara and Yevamos are on Daf Lamed Vav. Daf Lamed Zayin has like that. There are only three cases where there's a dispute of Yechanan Mishlokish, and we pass them like Mishlokish. So this is not one of them. So the Pashtus is that the Gemara says, by Neve Kanaini, Shemin's guy, Rahay Labanim, Yosef, the Kanaini, Eved Elo Yachas, he wasn't, the Eved wasn't related to the children even before he was Mishtacher. Yosef, Eved Kanaini, he wasn't, he had no Yuchsin. That's based on the Pasuk by the Akeda. Avram Avinu took Yitzhak to the Akeda, he took Shnei Yoravim, so the Gemara understands, Shnei Yoravim were Avodim. And then the Pasuk says, Shmudachan Pai Machamar, Vani Bahanam, Yachar Kol, so the Gemara says, "Shulachan par in hachamor, am hadai malachamor." Then the Levitinayni is daim malachamor. Just like by a chamor, there is no yichas plenty, then plenty, then plenty. Biologically, there is yichas. It's going to be a white animal, or a red animal, or a brown animal, whatever. It's going to have a certain color of eyes, and some is going to have certain properties based on their genes. Of the parents. And biologically, there is a yichas, but api aloch, there is no yichas between the parents and the children by the hands. So the same is true, we've already had it's 90. Every time, ain't no yichas. So the Gemara says, the every time, she nishtachre, even Rabbi Yechon Rolik, he's not yet superior religion with the children that he had before, because he was never related to them. So he's simply the Gemara and Yevamos that in order to fulfill pure religion, you have to, it's not enough that you brought about biologically, you brought about children in the world and you're populating the world. You have to be related ultimately to the children. Well, let's say a person had children and they died. Let's say a person had two pastors, Machlokes, Bisham, and Misilvi in the Vamas, in the Perikat, where you have all the discussions of peer review. So, Mar has some. So, the Mishnah has a Machlokes, Bisham, and Misilvi. How many children do you have to have in order to fill? So we pass like this, a son and a daughter. So what happens if the person had a son and a daughter and they passed away before they had a chance to have their own children? So then there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Are you yotzei peri-ridya? So one opinion in the Gemara is you are yotzei because the nature of the mitzvah peri-ridya is to hasten the coming of Mashiach. What's that? This? We all have an obligation to hasten the coming of Mashiach. The Gemara says, hey, the David Boa, there's a chamber in heaven that's called Guf, Dimavav, Pesach, this. And that chamber contains all of the Jewish souls who are going to be born into the world. And there's a limited number of souls. When all of those souls will be born, then Mashiach will come. Amen, Navibah. Mashiach will come, Nisham, just parenthetically. So what he means, after Mashiach comes, because all the neshamas, all Jewish neshamas are supposed to be brought into the world, will already be brought into the world, so no one will have any more Jewish babies. So when the Jewish people after Mashiach comes, either they won't have any babies, or the babies won't be Jewish. That's what it means. So that's where the Arizal says, no, then we'll start to be, there'll be Gilgal Neshamas. We'll start to reuse all Neshamas of people who died a long time ago. And the first generation after Mashiach comes will be recycling the Neshamas, the Jewish Neshamas, that were at the time of Maamar HaSinah. That's when the beginning of the Jewish people was after Maamar HaSinah. So we'll be recycling the Neshamas. That's what they quote from the Arizal, that the Dor HaMidbar, right after Maamar HaSinah, the Neshamas of the women were on a higher level than the Neshamas of the men. Why? Because you see, by the Chet HaEgel, the women didn't want to participate, only the men. And by the Chet HaMeraglim, the Mufarsh Machum say, if it would have been women, they wouldn't have sinned, because the Meraglim were all men, that's why we fell in. And the Bnei Slofcha had a Chivas Haaretz. The men didn't have such a Chivas Haaretz. The women were on a higher level, the Rishamas were on a higher level, in the generation of the Dor HaMidbar. If the Mashiach comes, if the Kol Neshama Shebaruch, all the Neshamas in this chamber in heaven will be born into the world. So it doesn't mean the Jews won't have any more babies after Mashiach comes. They'll have babies, but they won't be, the babies won't have a new Neshama. All the old Neshamas were born already into the world. There'll be a Gilgal Neshamas. As if all the generations since Maamar HaSinah until Mashiach's coming, there's no Gilgal Neshamas. Only at that time, there'll be Gilgal Neshamas. That's the question. Do we believe in Gilgal Neshamas or not? That's the question. Is there such a thing as Gilgal Neshamas? So Reb Chizdoy Kreskis was in the days of the Ran and the Rebosh. Reb Chizdoy Kreskis was one of the Gedolei Hador. We had very little halacha from him. Once in a long while, we should be Kubetzis. We'll quote something from him in halacha. And we have a Sefer on Hashkafa, Sefer on Amunah, called Or Hashem. So he has a list of things that we believe in. What the Jewish religion believes in, we believe in God, we believe in Chiruch Hashem, we believe in Hashkafa practice, and so on. As a whole Sefer, what do we believe in, what do we not believe in? And then, what are things that are not part of our religion? Some of the things, maybe yes, maybe no. What's the distance of the sun from the earth? It's not part of our religion. It's a matter of science. It has nothing to do with our religion. So, and the list of things that are not part of our religion could be yes, could be no. He talks about Gilgal Neshamas. He says, Gilgal Neshamas is a question of how the Baal Shem runs this world. Maybe there is Gilgal Neshamas, maybe not. It's not part of our religion. Not one way or the other. Yeah. According to the Arizal, except it sounds like after, based on this Gemara, you get the Gemara says, Amen, David Bashir will call Neshamas Shebaruch. It sounds like everybody agrees to that. The Mashiach will come after all the Jewish Neshamas will be born. So you mean there won't be any more babies born later on? So, so the Arizal said no. The babies will be born and will be recycling all the Neshamas. The women in the days of Mashiach will be on a higher level. The Neshamas of the women will be on a higher level because there will be a group of Neshamas from the Neshamas of the women in the days of Maamar HaSinah, where it's clear that the women were on a higher level than the men. Anyway, so the Gemara has one opinion in Yevamos that if a person had a son and a daughter, he fulfilled the religion, and they both died before they had a chance to get married and have their own children. They never had their own children. So are you in fulfillment of the religion? So one opinion in the Gemara was yes. Why? Because what's the nature of the mitzvah period? The mitzvah is to hasten the coming of Mashiach. Because every time a Jewish baby is born, we're one step closer to the Bias HaMashiach. So even if the children die, you hasten the coming of Mashiach. That's one opinion in the Gemara. That is not the accepted opinion. We assume the halacha that you're not yotzei pirurim, that the nature of the mitzvah of pirurim, koydem atin Torah, it says in the Chumash, the nature of the mitzvah was kuruvu umilos ha'oretz, populate the earth. The shaila is koydem atin Torah, the mitzvah of pirurim applied not only to the Jews, applied to other Marishim and to Noyaf. It was given to the Roman Sa'ilam. So the nature of the mitzvah was, Midos Ha'aretz to populate the earth. The Gemara, however, says in Sanhedrin, that's the Tosfos points out here, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, here, the second Tosfos, Amem Zaylam and Al, they quote Sanhedrin, Mimpes Mucha, that if the Matan Torah, the mitzvah of Pirulidia no longer applies to the Roman Sa'ilam, it only applies to the Jewish people. So is it that the nature of the mitzvah is still the same? The nature of the mitzvah of Peribia is still the same. Milos Haaretz that populate the earth. But the Rosh Hashanah said, the Nachrim, we have enough people Then Achim Dan not mechayev anymore. The Jews are mechayev. Maybe we should say, no, the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. The reason why the mitzvah only applies to the Jewish people after Matan Torah, because Kaida Matan Torah, the nature of the mitzvah was Milas Oris, to populate the earth. After Matan Torah, the Rosh Hashanah said, Dinuk population. There's enough world population. The nature of the mitzvah for Rebbe now is to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. So then, Asvar no sense that Yivani Yates in Pir of Arabia, if those children will have their own children. But if a person gives birth to a son and a daughter, they both die before they have their own children. So they sue, so we pass them back. You're not yet superior. So it's not that the nature of the mitzvah is to hasten the coming of Mashiach, and every baby who's born is succeeding in emptying out that chamber in heaven. The neshama shabbat. The nature of the mitzvah to transmit Yiddishkeit, Yiddish values for the next generation. So if they die before they had a chance to have their own children, then you're not yet. So that's the shayla over here. We pass the Lalloch on these Gemara like Rabbi Yechana, that if the Nochri was married to a Nochris and they had a whole family, sons and daughters, and then the Nochri converts, so he is Yetzir Pir Rivia with the children that he had before. So the Rambam writes, if Nizgairu, if the children Nizgairu. So the Magen Mishnah understands the Rambam, it's a double poshut, you're not Yetzir the Mitzvah Pir Rivia by having non-Jewish children, you're only Yetzir if you have Jewish children. So the only time Rabbi Yechanan says he gets a purity is if the husband converted, now he's Jewish, and then the children converted also. And for some reason or another, Rabbi Yechanan thinks that you don't say, Yechanan is back to cut Mishinola Domi. If you're going to say cut Mishinola Domi, then the children biologically it is, but I'll begin they're not Mishachas after him. And that's the Gemara Yimam, is Yimam, he gets a purity if the children are Mishachas after you. Gemara said that by Nebuchadnezzar, and that he's not Yetzir Pir Rivia because it was never, there was no Yachas. There's no Yachas between the Abitnani and the Chim. So must be over here, Rabbi Yechon holds, you don't apply to cut Mishanah Domi over here. You don't apply. I would have said, like Rish Lakish, that you're not Yetzir Pir Rivia with the children that you have been offering yourself. Because cut Mishnah Domi. So the Yechanan somehow holds that this is a Yetzim and a Klal. Why shouldn't you say cut Mishnah Domi? Why shouldn't you say cut Mishnah Domi? So that's what the quote from Avelbal or Salavetchit, based on the Rashi, is the way they read the Gemara, the simple meaning of the Gemara. You only apply to cut Mishnah Domi that the fellow is not related to his sister, the two brothers are not related to the father, and the son is not related to the Gate of Misha, the Giliarais, and Suliatus, not related. That's only because by Yisrael and Nochri, the laws are different. In the Gate of Misha, the laws are not the same. By Nochri, the Bein of Basa Yoshim Ka'ach has equally, and by Yisrael, the Makam Bein, the Bas doesn't get Misha. By Nochri, there's no Dinah Pishnai, by Yisrael, there is a Dinah Pishnai. There's a shadow, let's say a single person is a multimillionaire and he dies, and he has no children. He never got married, he doesn't have any children. So by Israel, there's a whole system. Whoever is the closest relative gets the Yerusha. There's a questionable Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch claim is that by the Bnei Noach, only Bein Abbas Yerushim Ka'achas. There's no din of Pishnai, no children at all. The Torah, all the assets of the person who died becomes Hefker and Palakayim Zohar. That's very questionable if that's true. The Rambam says that we follow the Minhag HaMedina. Why do we follow the Minhag HaMedina? In Halacha, there's a whole system. By Bnei Noach, they don't have a system, so they have to make up Dinim. Dinim, one of the seven mitzvahs is Dinim, that the Bnei Noach should develop a whole system of law, a whole legal system. So the Pashtus and the Rambam is that if a Nochri dies and he has no sons or daughters, then we follow whatever the Minhag HaMedina is, because one of the Shevet Mitzvot is Din, whatever the system is set up, cousins get, or first cousins, or whatever, whoever gets Kedima, whatever the Din of Machusa sets up, that's the Din of Yerusha, the Pashtus. Pashtus is not like the Minhas Chinuch. Minhas Chinuch says, when a Nochri dies and he has no children, so all the Nechasim become Hefker, And you follow the meaning of Amdina because the government has the right to make such a law. But Medina, the Nechasim become Hefter. Pashtus does become Hefter. So again, so by Nachrim, there is no din that created my apostolate. That's only by Jews. And the list, the table of prohibited relatives that are not allowed to marry is different. By the Jewish people, the list of forbidden relatives is much longer than by Bnei Noach. So since the din and by Arayas are not the same, and by Yerusha it's also not the same, and by Psuliatus there is no din at all by Bnei Noach that create my Psuliatus. Only possible by Jewish people. So since the dinim are not the same, therefore you say Kikot Mishanallah Gam in those areas. But over here, when you get the period of Arabia, since Kodem Matan Perot period of Arabia did apply to the Bnei Noach. And there is a din of Yachas by Bnei Noach, there is a din of Yuchsin. So the dinim are not that different that you should say Kikot Mishanallah Gam. That's Rabbi Yechanan and Paradigmas. You don't apply, I would have said like Mishanallah, you should say Kikot Mishanallah Gam across the board. Rabbi Yechanan, we don't pass like what I said. I said like Mishlachish. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan here that you don't apply to the Mishlachish. I mean, why? Because the dinim by Yisrael and Bananeach are not so different over here by Piriri, because by the Matar, the Bnei Noach had the dinim Piriri. So again, so there's a question here. When we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that the Yachrish and his Gaier, who had a son and a daughter before he converted, and they're still alive. We pass that if the children die before they have their own children, say not yet it's a period. So over here, they didn't die, the children were still alive. So the Rambam says, oh, if Nizgayru. So the Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam only if Nizgayru. If not Nizgayru, not yet, because they come up to the whole nature of the mitzvah change. The nature of the mitzvah period is no longer Milosar, it's to populate the globe. The nature of the mitzvah is to transmit Yiddishkeit, the Yiddish values, the next generation. So if the children are not from the not yet to the mitzvah. That's how the Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam. Others understood the Rambam to say, I'm feeling this guy. If Lloyd is guy and only the father converted, so you only say Shinola Dami once. But if the children convert, both the father and the children converted. So the father first converts, so he moves away from the children. The children convert, so they move away from the father, so it's a double. Cut and Shinola Dami said the Rambam is saying the finish. Afal Pishin is Gairu Shnehan, even though both the father and the children converted, he still yards a period of you. But if only the father converted, not the children, is if he yards a period of you, even though the children are not Jewish. In other words, he's saying the nature of the mitzvah stays the same. It's minus oritz. It's not to transmit Yiddish type and next generation. We mentioned that that's the Gemara in the first period in Brochus. That's the whole Agadatif, that Chizkiyah Melech took sick. Yeshayah no, he went to be Merakachela. Instead of wishing him well, he says, you're going to die because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah period. So Chizkiyah HaMelech says, I don't think I was mechuyev to observe period. Because the whole nature of the mitzvah is to transmit Yiddishkeit, Yiddish values to the next generation. I saw the Ruach HaKodesh that if I'll have children, his son was Menashe. Menashe will be anointed Avodah Zarah. So I won't accomplish anything. If I have children, they'll be able to have a desire, so I won't be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So Yeshaya Nabi said, that's not a Bahari Kashi the Rahman Allah Malach, these are the secrets of the Rabbani Shalom. My demitkis, whatever you are obligated to do, you're mufid to get married and have children, you have to do what you're mufid to do. So Yeshaya is, why wasn't Chizkiyahu correct? The point of the simple pshat, the way the Magen Mishnah says, the only Yetzir period may be if the children are Jewish. Children are not Jewish, they're not Yetzir, because the whole nature of the mitzvah changed after Matan Torah. Not only that it no longer applies to the Umasarim, like Fede Matan Torah, but the whole nature is different. Nature of the mitzvah is to transmit the Yiddishkeit to the next generation. You, so if a Chizkiyah Melech saw the Ruach HaKodesh, that is not going to succeed. So then Chizkiyah HaMelech was right. So what was Yishai? What did Yishai HaMelech tell him was wrong? So some, you look in the Anyaitev over there in the first period in Brachas, so they have on the side of the page in Anyaitev, they have a little bit that's different from the first. So some say that Chizkiyah HaMelech, that Yishai HaMelech told you Chizkiyah HaMelech, the Ruach HaKodesh is incomplete. You only have half the story. Menashe was another, but he started till the end of his life. The end of his life, he was Chayz of the Tshuva. That's a question in the Gemara in Perek Chelet. in the last parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, that the Menashe was clearly in Avi Rabbeinu, it was a place of the tshuva of the Sakyam. That's one deal. That Yishai HaNavi told the Bahari Kavshi and Rahman Olam, Afiyah Yoch HaKadosh is in the tshuva. Another pshat they say is, Yishai HaNavi told them, if you would know, let's say, a Jew was brought up under the communists, and the communists didn't allow you to give education to your children. So it's simply impossible. For years, it was impossible for that. But if you have information based on Ruach HaKodesh, that's what some of us should say, you're not allowed to pass on any shyness based on information from Ruach HaKodesh. Even the Ruach HaKodesh is correct. That's the question, is that true or not? Many disagree. They say, no. If you have information that's known to you based on Ruach HaKodesh, you can't pass them based on it. But others say, no, lo bashamayni. Not only lo bashamayni, you're not allowed to pass them based on a pasuk from heaven. The pasuk tells you what the din is. Even if the pasuk tells you information, you're not allowed to pass them any din based on Ruach HaKodesh. The third question is a tshuva of Ramah about that. Is that so or not? The Ramah thinks that we can. It says, Hashabesh Yisraish ki Nabi hu mispalo batcha v'chayei. The Rabbani Shel Olam appeared to, I think, Avimelech Melech Plishtim, or the Paramelech Mitzrayim, and that was one of them. I think the Paramelech Mitzrayim. And he told him, you better give back Sarah Hashabesh Yisraish ki Melech. Because Avraham Avinu was a Nabi, and he knows that his wife was not Zinsa. If an Eshish is living with someone else, Eshish Yisrish becomes Asura Abayla. But the Ramah interprets, Hashem Eshish Yisrish, give Avraham Avinu back to his wife. Kinonihu, Avraham Avinu knows the Nebuah that his wife is not the Zana, so therefore he's permitted to take her back. If you know information based on Ruach HaKodesh, based on Nebuah, you can't pass in again based on that. And others disagree with that Ramah. They say, no, you're not going to pass in that Shabbat. So those are two interpretations in the story, by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and he got sick. And Yishai HaNavi told him he's going to die because he didn't fulfill the religion. He said, no, I couldn't, I'm not Mechayim, because they're not going to be, my son is not going to be religious, he's going to be there with Abba Nizar. So why wasn't Chizkiyahu right? So some say Chizkiyahu was right, but either because his Yishai, Chizkiyahu's Nebuah, Chizkiyahu's Ruach HaKodesh was incomplete, he didn't realize his son is going to be chosen to Tshuva. Then he, by having Menashe, he will be transmitted in Yiddish back in the next generation. But because the Halacha says, that's question of the child. Halacha says, now let it pass in the child is based on information that he got through Ruach HaKodesh. A third shot is that the whole time of Chizkiyahu was incorrect. That that's not true. That the mitzvah period of the Kodesh Matan Torah was Kruvu Milosaurus, populated globe. After Matan Torah, it only applies to the Jewish people, but not that the nature of the mitzvah changed. No, mitzvah is still Milosar. Mitzvah is still, it's not to translate Yiddish values to the next generation. So if you say like that pshat, you look at Man Yankip on the side, they have all the three view. So according to that pshat, Chizkiyahu was wrong in principle. So that's over here, the big machloek is to look in the first page in Ebenezer. The first thing in Ebenezer, they talk about period. So the point is did. I think on the first page, and Gershon is Gaia, Royal Abadin, and a son and a daughter before his Yetzir period with you. So the Beshmol quotes him up like this. So the Beshmol says, the Magin is interpreted in the Rambam, with his Gairu, only provided the children convert. If he didn't, shouldn't, didn't convert, they would push it. Father's not Yetzir period with you. That's one shot. And others say the Rambam never meant it. And others say even if the Rambam didn't mean it, they don't hold like that. They hold it to the Yetzirah maybe with the Goyish children. With the Goyish children. Because Rabbi Yechon holds in this case, you don't apply to Kodesh Nehra Dami. And the nature of the Mitzvah Pirevi has nothing to do with translating Yiddish values to the nature. It's just Kruvu and Mimus on it. So that's the Machloikish, Rabbi Yechon and Mish Lakish by Pirevi. What's the Machloikish by the first case? Pirulivi belongs in the end of Perek Abolivinta, that's the Sunni Pirulivi. Our Perek is talking about Bechor, there's Bechor Lekayim and Bechor Lenachlo. The Bechor gets Pishnai, and the Bechor needs to be Rabbi. It's the theme of the opening Mishnah and then Vav and Manalat that we learned before Pesach. The theme of the Mishnah, sometimes you have Yesh Bechor Lenachlo and Bechor Lekayim, sometimes you have Bechor Lekayim and Bechor Lenachlo. The Lord is going to go back to it anymore. And that's what the Gemara, the first machlokes that we mentioned on the top line, Mem Zayin Gimel, first machlokes was he had children when he was a Nochri, and then he converts, and now he has children again. The first child he has, if he converts, is a boy. So does that, so there's no, if he marries again the wife that he was married to before, she already had children before. It isn't that Tekerechen. The first child that she's going to give birth to after she converts, that's not her first baby. She had babies before, so that's not Tekerechen. The Mishnah quoted one time, Rabbi Yisrael Lili says, Tekerechen be Yisrael. The first baby that's born when the mother is Jewish. So even if she was a Gioris and she had children before she converted, but if the first child that she has after she converts is a boy, then it's Tekerechen be Yisrael. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yisrael Lili. This is quoted in the Mishnah, then Rav Amram. So if the Gersh and his Geyer had five children before he converted, and now he converts, so he has more children. So for sure there's no kidding on that, because the wife already had children previously. This the child that she's going to have afterwards, we don't accept Rav Yisrael Lili's opinion. The child she's going to have afterwards is not going to be a Tekerechen. The only shaila is that, let's say a man was married and he had a kidney then on his first baby, then his first wife passes away. He marries his second wife. Second wife was never married before. So she, the first baby that she has from the same husband, is a boy. So the boy is not going to get Tishnayim. The first boy from the first wife, the first child that the husband had, that the man has, the first child is a boy, so that boy is entitled to Tishnayim. So the first child born after he converts, not going to get Tishnayim. Again. So the Gemara says again, the first boy that the wife has after she converts, not going to be Tekerechen. But the first child she's going to have after she converts, not going to have Tekerechen. Then is only Tekerechen. But the shaila is the first child that the father has from the same wife. First child that the father has, so the children were born before. The Gemara said they don't get the Yerusha, and after they don't Yerusha the father. But the shaila is the safe to cut Mishanela Dami, he's not related to his previous children at all. So the first child that father has after he converts will get Tishnayim. Let's say take Lamasha like this. Let's say Yaakov Avinu has 12 sons. So the first son is Reuben. So Reuben should have been entitled to Tishnah. So let's say Reuben is a grown man and he dies before the father dies. So would you say because he died, therefore Shimon gets the Tishnah? No. The Gemara says Klal Habor. The Gemara says in the first Mishnah, Klal Habor Lach and the Fallen gets Tishnah. Let's say the wife had a miscarriage. If the wife had a miscarriage before Man Yom, before 40 days of the pregnancy, when the pregnancy is already the 43rd day or the 44th day, the Mishnah says 40 days, not precise. So a little after 40 days, because you need 40 days plus Tzuris HaBlad. So a lot of times the Tzuris HaBlad are not formed till the 43rd or the 44th day. So if the woman had a miscarriage before 40 days, that's Maya B'Alma. So if the next baby she has is going to be a Zachar, then there won't be Kiddush HaBen on that. When she has a miscarriage after 40 days, and that the baby is stillborn, so then there won't be any Kiddush HaBen on the next baby. Asher Eineken, when you get to Tishnayim, the Mishnah said, Chahabo Alach and the following, there isn't any Tishnayim. Let's say a couple is married, and they had a miscarriage in the 6th month, way after 40 days. It was already a real tzuras hablah. It was already a whole baby developing over there. And it was a stillborn baby. It died before it was born. It died right away. But then the next baby that's born, if it would be a boy, will get Tishnayim. It's not Tekerechen. If the next baby is a boy, you won't have to give Tekerechen then. Then is only Tekerechen. So the first one was a Tekerechen because the first one was more than a 40-day pregnancy. Well, the less than 40-day pregnancy, then the second one would be called a Tekerechen. because the first one didn't have a tzuras ablad at all. It's by the alma. The Gemara has a lashon by the alma. But the geir to tishnayim, the Gemara says kihu reishin son and reishin son yinusa, that you only have aninus if the baby was born alive, and then the baby dies later on, then you observe our baby. But if the baby was still born, it was never alive in the first place, then one doesn't observe the Avelus on the baby. There's even a question whether there's a Chiyuv Purim on the following. Maybe the Chiyuv Purim is only if a baby was born alive and it dies later. What if it's a stillborn baby, a nephilim, stillborn baby? Is that mitzvah Purim? So there's a Gemara in Nida, the Gemara says that the Kusim are not makbid to bury the fallen, but they darshan a pasuk in Rabbi, I think. They darshan a pasuk in Rabbi to imply that there's only a chiyuv pura on a person who was born alive and he died. But if he was born, he's still born, then there's no mitzvah pura. So usually when the Gemara says what the kusim said, usually it means the kusim said it and it's wrong. So that's what some of the pasuk said. The Magen Avraham quotes this in the Hilchas Kfura B'Yantav. And the Chokhanah quotes the Dinim of Kfura B'Yantav Rishon, Kfura B'Yantav Sheni, Kfura B'Yantav Rishon. You don't do Kfura on Shabbos. If someone dies, you don't do Kfura on Shabbos. And even though the Balu Iter is of the opinion that Amir and Anachim is Mutar on Shabbos, from Baka Mitzvah, even to do a Malacha Deraisa, we don't really accept them. The Ramah recommends you shouldn't follow the Balu Iter because all of you Shani disagree. The big Kaisus in Hitman, Bach Chesson, that he disagrees with this Bavit, it was also one of the Baliates. We don't accept that opinion. We only allow Shus, the Shus Machabis, Amir Le Akamana Derabana, the Machamitz will be allowed. But Amir Le Akamana Deraisa, the Machamitz we would not allow. So on Shabbos, we never do any Kura there, even on the Amenim. On Yom Tavishim, we allow Kura on the Amenim. Yom Tavishaini, we even allow Kura on the Yisrael. So the Magen Avraham discusses over there, the Hilchos Kfura B'Yantav Sheni, B'Yantav Rishon, he discusses there, what about Kfura by an Eifel? Is there a mitzvah Kfura by an Eifel? So he quotes that the Gemara Nida, the Gemara develops the idea that the Kusi held that an Eifel is not tone Kfura based on the way they interpreted the Pesukim. So usually when the Gemara presents the views of the Kusi, it means that we don't follow, we don't accept the Kusi. So here, many Achraim hold that we do accept. The Kusim said the right Russian in the Nizkarek. That's how the later Pesukim hold. We read in, and Nefil doesn't really need Kura. The meaning is that you can't leave the Nefil around the house. You can't bury him. Shaloi the Beis HaKoros because of Hashach Tumal Kohanim. If you're going to leave a mace, you're going to bury a mace, not in the Beis HaKoros, so it's going to be in the Tamil the Kohanim. Even though there's not Avelus, if the baby was still born, but if there was a pregnancy and more than that, if the pregnancy was terminated before Mem Yom, then we say Maya Biyam. That's not even called there was no Tzuras Avlad. If it was more than 40, even if it was more than 40 days, there was no Tzuras Avlad, also not. It takes another 3-4 days, so 43 days, 44 days. But if you had a Nefil over 40 days, but it's a Saman, then there is a din of Tumah. There would be a din of Tumah. So there's no chiyuv. We hold Nikar Adin, and that Machloek is Achrayim, that the Magen Avraham quotes, Hilchos Kuras Hameis, beyond Pesheni. We hold Nikar Adin that a Nefil is not Tom Kura. It's a minig. It's a minig that you see, if it's not Tom Kura, you can bury the Nefil. Let's say the woman is in the hospital and she has the miscarriage there. So the government has, each hospital has an arrangement. If they have a Nefil, they bury it in a big plot. So if there's a thing that the Nefil is torn through, you have to have to be kept in Israel. You have to bury the Nefil in a Jewish cemetery. Can't let the government take care of it and bury it in the cemetery together with Goyish and Fom. But if Nikar Adin, Nefil is not torn through, that's how we all Nikar Adin, and Nefil is not torn through, then you can let the hospital take care of it for it. Because you're not Muslim, you can bury it in a Goyishin cemetery. The minute Achredim say, the minute is that once she's already in the fifth month and she feels movement, she feels the baby moving inside of her, so then the minute is that then you do Kfura B'Kevi Yisrael. But if she didn't begin to feel movement yet, then we follow that din. Because I didn't assume that a mace is not Tom Kfura. But a nefil is not Tom Kfura. But a nefil is metame. So if you're going to leave the nefil around the house, it's not Tom Pur, but you're going to leave him, you're going to bury him in the house, then Kohani can't enter the house. The moose are not going to be the tummy for the nefil. The nefil is the tummy. So you have to dispose of the nefil somehow. You know, begin is not Tom Pur. So getting back again. Again, so the Gemara in our daf has, when the Rambam said the same, the two machlokes in Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, where the Gershon and Tzad Kot Shinal Adam only applies to the three cases, Arayis, Yusha, Yisuliyadis, or even applies in these two cases. So I would have said like Reish Lakish, it applies all over, but I was outvoted. The Amaroi voted like Rabbi Yechon, that there are two cases where you don't apply to Kot Shinal Adam. So the one case is by the period of Rabbiya, and the other case is by the Kola Napa Pishnaim. Again, what's the Shiloh? The Nachri had children, the Nachri Yusuf. So let's say Yaakov Avinu had 12 children, and 13 children had Dina also, but he had 12 boys and one girl. So Reuven was the Bechor, so he was entitled to Pishnaim. But then he forfeited the Pishnaim. So what would have happened if Reuven would have died before Yaakov Avinu? I'm going to say, since the guy like Avinu dies, Reuven is better than me, so there's no din of Pishnaim. So the next child gets Pishnaim. No, the next child doesn't get Pishnaim. Reuven was the Kohar. So what's the story? What are you going to say here? Gershon is like, Mishanol Adami. So all the Goyish children that the couple had, according to Reish Lakish, is not related to them. But let's say if the Bchor, who's entitled to Pishnayan, if he would have been a Nefil, still born at the time he was born, he came out of the mother's rectum, he was already dead, still born. So then the thing is that the next boy has Pishnayan. But he wasn't still born. Reuben was an adult. So if Reuben would die before the father dies, before Yaakovina dies, he wouldn't say that the next child gets Pishnayan. So why does Reish Lakish say, I consider it as if he's not related to the children that he had before. Even if the children that he, let's say he had, all the children were Jewish. If it wasn't a Gershon, he was Jewish from day number one. Jewish man and Jewish woman, they had a lot of children, and the Bechor died first. The Bechor was, over here, the Bechor happens to be a guy, so there's no Pishna. But let's say all the children would have been Jewish, and the Bechor dies before the next one, not a Nefil. If the Bechor would have been a Nefil, the next one would get Pishnayim. But he wasn't a Nefil, he was born, and then he dies at a later time. So then you don't say the next child gets Pishnayim. So why should Reish Lakish say over here, Reish Lakish Amar Yesh Lo Bechor LeNafla, since you say, Mishnah Adami, the Gershon is Gar is not related to any of the children, so they're out of the picture. So the next baby boy that's the first baby that's born, if it's a boy, the first baby that's born after the father converts, will get Pishnayim. What does it help that he said to cut Mishnah Adam? But he had children from before. To cut Mishnah Adam means that he's no longer related to them. No, no, really. It's like Mesu. But Mesu, you don't say the next child that's born is going to get Krishna. Why should it be? Why should Reish Lakish say, Yesh Lo Bechor LeNafla? Why should the first child born after he converts? Why should he be entitled to Krishna? So this is a Chiddush. This Reish Lakish, I would not have said like this Reish Lakish. I would have said like Reish Lakish when he gave the period of India. He's not related. They both converted, the father converted, and the children converted. So he's not related to the children anymore. So he's not related, even though biologically they're related, but halachically they're not related. So I would have said like Reish Lakish, that that they're not yet superior with the children. But to say like Reish Lakish, that the first child born after the father converts, gets Pishnayim. Why? But he already had children. But he already had children from before. Why should that be? Why should he be a Bechor LeNafla? So you have to say some chiddush over here that Gershon in fact cut Mishnah Adamu. What's that expression to cut Mishnah Adamu? My Chavrusa told me years ago that Chavrusa lived in Boston for many years. So one of the rabbis in my mind in his school used to teach the children Tanya. So on the first page in the Tanya, he quotes from the Zohar that the material that the Jewish neshamas are made from is different from the material that the Goyish neshamas are made from. It's a different kind of substance. So one of the children asked the question, what if a Nochri converts? Does he remain with the old neshama, or does he get a new neshama? So the Rebbe who was teaching at the time, he didn't know the answer, so he asked, he called up somebody in New York who was more knowledgeable about these inyanim. So the response was that there's a passage in the Zohar that the Zohar takes this statement literally, Gershom is back to cut neshama, like a new baby, it gets a new neshama, just like when a baby is born, it gets a new neshama. So the gear gets a new neshama, and the new neshama is from material mitachas kisei hakavod. It's not like the old material that the neshamas of the rochem are made from. It's a new neshama. And that happens. That's a chiddush that Rish Lakish says. That Gershon is back to kotnu shemayra domi. As if he's a new person. He's a new person. If he borrowed money from the bank, he has to pay all the money back. You don't say kotnu shemayra domi is a different person. But over here, you say it's considered as if he's a new person, and this is the first child. The first child that he has after he converts, going to have a din of pish 9. It's a big chiddush. I would have said over there like Rabbi Yechanan. Anyway, so the Gemara says we pass like Rabbi Yechanan on both of you. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. There are two cases where you don't apply the rule of cut mishan over them. So that's what Adolgo explains. You only apply cut mishan over them when the dinim are not the same. But if the dinim are pretty similar, then the klal of cut mishan over them doesn't apply. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. So the Gemara, so then the Gemara says, what is it seen from the Mishnah? The Gemara says, Tanan, about 15 lines from the top, the line begins with the words in Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Tzvicha. So the Gemara says, Tanan, what does it say in the Mishnah? And if I open the Mishnah, then Vav Amalav. Mishal Ha'ilot Banim, a man never had any children. This woman had children from her first husband. Her first husband dies, and then the second husband marries her. So since she already had children from the first husband, so the son that she's going to have, the second husband is not going to be a peterech. So the child that he has is not going to be chayv in kiddushin adam. But since it's his first son, his first child is a boy, so the din is that he gets pishnai. So that's a case where you have a bchor lenachma, the ain a bchor lekuhuna. The son gets pishnai because it's the gracious son that depends. Pishnai depends on the father's first child, and pinyan then depends on the mother's first child. Right. So that doesn't prove or disprove anything about the Rebbechem Ishlav. Then it continues. The Yolda Oy the Shifra Mishpapura. She had children when she was a Shifra. Oy the Oves Kham in Izgaira. A Shifra or a Nokris had children. And then she was Mishpapura on Izgaira. Mishbos Mitzvah Yolda. And after she converted, or after she was Mishpapura, then she gives birth to a baby. So what's it been in such a case? So what's the din? So cross out the word mother. So what's the din? Call the nach main and call the cut. It's not heterechem. So there's no figure out then. But since it's the husband's first child, this her second husband never had any children before. He just got married now. So the child will get pishnah. Fine. So the mom wants to know yovani man. Who is the husband? Who did she marry over? If she married a Jew who never had any children before, my year is Mashim Khakil Basisrael Nami. What do we wish to be? The funny case, she was a Gioris of Mashim Khakil, she had children before. And now she converts, and now she marries a Yisrael. So it's his first child, so the first child gets Pishnai. But since it's not her first child, so there's no dinner picking up there. So why does it only give the case if she's a Gioris of Mashim Khakil Mishtakura? Even if she's a Bas Yisrael, and she marries, after the first husband dies, she marries second husband. And the first child that he has is a boy, so he's going to be called a Nachla. The Kovah get Pishnah, he won't be a Kovah the Kuhn, it won't be a Pidyar Abed. What does the Mishnah only give the case of of the Yorish and Ishtapur, of the Yorish and Isgaira, and the Shimchash and Ishtapur. So the Gemara says, doesn't the Mishnah give you the impression of a lot of Ger? Then he means the Ger is married a Ger. Why is that different? No, I mean, Ger Shahi Labanim. Then it's Gaia. That's what it means. They had children from before. Exactly this case. That was the Machlokes of Yechim Ish Lakish. Doesn't the Mishnah imply that? She was a Ger, and after she converts, she marries a Ger, and he had children from before. And it says in the Mishnah that the children that she has now will not be chayvim to be raben because it wasn't tateret, and that depends on the tateret of the mother. But the husband, even though he had children from before, the first child he has now, that's like mishlokish. First child that he has now will be the type of mishnah. Don't you see from the Mishnah like mishlokish against Rabbi Yechon? Mar says no. That's not what it means in the Mishnah. Don't make such a deal to Tzimkir. The Yolam, the Yisrael Shalohayel Abadim. No. She didn't marry a Ger, Shalohayel Abadim. No, I had children with her before. She marries a regular Yisrael. Aye. So what's the Chiddush? We know that they're already. The Chiddush, they didn't call the Koinitz Tachurel. Who can Rabbi Yisagrid? Yes, I believe he says in the Mishnah that if the woman had children when she lived in Nakhli, then she converts. So the first baby that she has, after she converts, the first baby is a boy. It'll leave Pinyin Aben. So that's Rabbi Yisrael really holds like that, because that's Tetzaret Yisrael. The first baby she has, who's a boy, when she's Jewish, Ashir Terechem Yisrael. So the Mishnah tells her, Kamash Malon Delo, that we don't pass like Rabbi Yisrael. But don't make a whole deal. In my thought, maybe you can make a deal in the Mishnah that will prove like the Shvat. So the deal is not moving. We can't tell one way or the other whether they did it like Rabbi Yechon, like Mishlokish. And we assume that's the Gemara in Yavam. It's in the Bible, Rabbi Zayin, that whenever there's a place of Yechon, Mishlokish, we always pass them like Rabbi Yechon, except the three cases, at least two, and not the three cases. Then the Gemara says, Toshma. Was it the Chayla Bani, the Yosef, or the Tachovim, the Nizgaya, that would be the case. Yeah, children, when he was a boy, then he converts, yeah. The first baby that's born, if it would be a boy, the boy would be entitled to get Pishnai. That's what Mishlokish said. Now, you're going to disagree. So, who's speaking? A Braiser. So, a Berish, a Braiser, Yeshua called a Nakla, like Mishlokish. So, what did Rabbi Yechon do? He disagreed with the Braiser. So the Gemara for him says, no, the oil of Rabbi Yechonon is right. That price is Shalom Tavache. That price is like Rabbi Yisagrili. Rabbi Yisagrili, don't pepper at Mishra Shirif Tavachon in Israel. Just like Rabbi Yisagrili holds the Mishnah, we don't pass for like him. He says the first baby that the Yoritz has, if she converts, if the first baby is a boy, it will need to get at them, even though she had children before. Because it depends on pepper at Mishra. The Aleph Hihu, Mino Dito. And that Bryce takes from this and really goes one step further. Just like by the woman, it depends on Peterech in Israel. So by the father also, the father had children from before. And now the first child that he has, if he converts, that's the first child he has will be Chayim, will be entitled to Pishnai. The Rabbi Yechon hold not so. We have a right to disagree. This Bryce takes from this and really goes one step further. The other Ihu, we know the go, you learn out the husband from the wife, just like by the wife of Yisrael, he said, depend on the first child. So too, by the Pishnaim of the husband as well, we don't pass like that Yisrael. But the next Gemara is a very famous Gemara. Years ago, there used to be a rabbi in Amsterdam who used to keep on printing month after month in Hapardes. It was a Torah journal in America. A rabbi from all over the world used to participate. So there were a lot of intermarriages in Europe after the Second World War, years ago, 67 years ago. So the Shaila was, the Gemara is going to be done on the Shaila. The Shaila was like this. Let's say, how do you determine whether, if you have a mixed marriage, the father is a Kohen and the mother is not, or the father is a lady, the mother is not. So, or the father is from one shade, the mother is from another shade. How do you determine the status of the children? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, the Mishpachosim Lebesan Loisam, that each of us Mishpachas al Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpacha saying Ein Kriya Mishpacha. There are two Chavashenis of Kurva in the Chumash. There's a Kurva of Shev Basa, Ishish and Kol Shev Basa, and Sigibu Magala Serva. So Gidei Arayis depends on Kurva of Shev Basa. Now Sheini came Yerusha, Yerusha depends on Mishpacha. Mishpach to the Orishas. So the taking the census in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, and they were trying to ascertain how many people there were in every Shevet. So what if you have a mixed marriage, the father's from one Shevet, the mother's from another Shevet? So the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, with Mishpachosim Lebesa Loisim. Mishpachas Al-Kri Mishpach, Mishpachas Neinei Kri Mishpach. So the question is, maybe that klal, mishpacha sein enikim mishpacha, means if there is mishpacha sab and there is mishpacha sein, the father is a kohen, the mother is not. Father's, or let's say that din mishpacha sab to mishpacha mishpacha, is also relevant and geared to another din. Umis haloi kacher hazochim. That's at the end of Tikkun. Certain umis ha'olam. Let's say today, the French, the German, the Indonesian, the Koreans, the Japanese, it doesn't make a difference how to begin, whether you're Japanese or a Persian, but there are certain nationalities where you have separate halachas. So we have a din, Amon Amayim, have a special din, Ab Amonim Kal Hashem, Dor Shlishi Abalam Kal Hashem. Dor Shlishi is okay. People hear me?
We hear you. Your picture didn't move for about a minute. But we do hear you.
We hear you.
It's okay now. But there are certain Goyish nations, let's say Amalekim. Amalekim is Timcha Zecha Amalek. There's a thing that is Amalek. So how do you determine whether any particular person is an Amalekim? Or let's say Amon Amayev, or what else do you have? Or Zainumis. Zainumis and Mizgairu. So there's a din of Lysis Chatimbom. There's a many holdings in Isa Deraisi. You're not allowed to marry if you're free. So how do you determine if you had a mixed marriage? How do you determine the status of the children? So the Gemara says, Beruma, I said, if both parents are going, Aloch Achal Azochah. So if the both parents are Jewish and you want to determine what shade that the child belongs to, or whether the child is a kohen lady Yisrael or what shade, then you say the mishpachosim lebesa loisa, mishpachas al kli, mishpach, mishpachas al eni kli, mishpach. The both parents are nochrim, and you want to determine what nationality the child belongs to, so they say also mishpachas al kli, mishpacha, mishpachas al eni kli, mishpach. What if it's a mixed marriage, one of the parents is Jewish, one of the other parent is not Jewish? So I would have said everything is the same. Mishpacha sar kli, mishpacha, mishpacha same, ain't kli, mishpacha. So that's not correct. Nobody holds like that. Tosfos points out the last omid base and the first parent in Yeromis, there's a little Tosfos. So Tosfos points out that there are three opinions in the Gemara. What's the status of the children if you have a mixed marriage? One parent is Jewish, one parent is not Jewish. So there's one opinion that in order for the children to be Jewish, you need both the father and the mother should be Jewish. One of them is not Jewish, and the child is not Jewish. Another opinion is that in order to be Jewish, it's sufficient if either the father or the mother is Jewish. That's what the Reform and the Conservative adopted that position. Neither the father or the mother is Jewish, and the child is Jewish. There was such an opinion 2,000 years ago in the days of the Tanakh. It was outvoted. And then the third opinion is what it says in the Mishnah. It all depends on the mother. You ignore the father, it all depends on the mother. So Rabbi Kereger writes on the Gilgal Ashas there, it's the last Amud base in the first parak in Yeromis. The second parak in Yeromis begins on the next Amud Aleph, on the bottom of the next Amud Aleph. So the last Amud base in the first parak is a little Tosfos, where they quote that there are three sheep. Which Rabbi Kereger says, he doesn't know what they're talking about. Where are the three sheep? It's the Mishnah only has. It depends on the mother. So the Chazon Ish explains, where Tyson got it from? The Pharisee Gemara's. True, the Mishnah doesn't quote all of those opinions, but the Gemara, there were those opinions. So the tell is, how come there are only three possibilities? There's a fourth logical possibility, and we should have accepted that. Everything should depend on the father. Mishpacha sad kri mishpacha. Mishpacha sad eni kri mishpacha. If you have a mixed marriage, and both parents are goyim, then you say, mishpachosim l'day sabosim, boom, mishpacha chachal ha-zachar. How do you determine the status of the chin, whether they have a dinin of Amaleki or Amalemoyev or Zainumis? So that depends on Mishpacha Zav. And if you have both, if a mixed marriage, both parents are Jewish, one is a Kohen, one is a lady, one is Sheikh Naftolim, one is Sheikh Zvulun, you say the Mishpachosim, the Beis Avosim. So why is it, if you have a mixed marriage, one parent is Jewish, one parent is not Jewish, nobody says it depends on the father? Why not? How come? There are four logical possibilities. All depends on the father, all depends on the mother. You need both parents to be Jewish, either parents to be Jewish. So how come you have three of the four possibilities were expressed in the Gemara? And the fourth one, to make it the same as the other cases, whether both parents are Jewish, both parents not Jewish, nobody says like that, why not? So the answer is that that's impossible. If being Jewish is a function of mishpacha, then it wouldn't be possible to have an institution of geiros. Because the Ger is not the blood relative of any Jewish people. He was born a Goy. His both parents are Goy. He was a Goy for 25 years, and he converts at the age of 25. The fact that he can have an institution of Geiris means that being Jewish is not a function of which mishpacha you belong to. It's a din you belong to the Ummah Yisraelis. But that's what all the Tanaim knew, that you don't apply in the mishpachosim leveis haroisam over here, and each one darshan a different person. So that was a three-way machlokes in the days of the Tanaim and Abraham. And the Pesach Halacha is al pi pashtus, that it depends on the mother. It doesn't depend on the father. You don't need both parents to be Jewish, and it doesn't depend either thing. So now there's a shaila. Now there's a discussion. Mishpacha sar kruya mishpacha, mishpacha sein, eino kruya mishpacha. Maybe that's only if you have both. There's a relative from the father's side, relatives from the mother's side. So the relatives from the mother's side are not called mishpacha, they're called shevosa. It's negate the Gilead rice, but the negate the Yusha depends on the mishpacha of Yosha. So Yusha depends on present from the tzadah of, not mitzadah. So the question is, what if a child is born and al pidin doesn't have a father? He's not mishachas after the father at all. Maybe the only time you say mishpacha sad kri mishpacha, mishpacha sameni kri mishpacha, if there's a conflict, if there's a tosa, it says mishpacha sad, let's say for example like this, abeg yerusha simai. If the mother dies, let's say no father, the father died a long time ago. Now the mother's a wealthy woman and the mother dies, so do her brother get her yerusha? Her brother's a blood relatives, or do you say her children get the yerusha? The children are only related to the mother through their mother. That's mishpacha saying. So in principle, they really shouldn't get Yerusha. There really shouldn't be such a din of Yerusha saying. There shouldn't be such a din. But you learn pasuk, it's a new din. But basically, it's a new din. It's not the regular din of Yerusha, because it's not mishpacha sah. It's a din haben kom tachasavu. It's a din haben kates, take for example. The Minchas Chinuch has this, a very good piece. Let's say the din is yir. A person buys an amah yibir. So there's a mitzvah that he should do yir. What if there's a major age difference? He's 50 years old, and the girl is only 11 years old. So that's not a good shiruch. So then the pasuk says, there's a din of yir habein. So the Gemara says, yir habein is a din habein come. It's not a din of Yerusha, the father's still alive. What is the Yashamim from the father? Not a din Yerusha. It's a different word. Aben kam tachasav yivin yiyu. Aben kam tachasav yivin steyakuza. That's a person owns a steyakuza. Ownership of karkana, it's not either steyakuza or steyakuza. The steyakuza means it's a Yerusha. I got a Yerusha from my father, grandfather, all the way back to the days of Yeshua ben Yom. I got a Yerusha. And the state mikveh means I bought it from somebody else. When it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yaibel, it goes back to the original owner. So there's a din. If I have a state mikveh, I bought it, and when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yaibel, it's going to go back to the original owner. So if I'll be magdish the state mikveh, I can donate the egg, which more than I myself own. So if I only own the same mikveh up until Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, so I can't be modified to stay mikveh. So when it comes, if I'm modified to stay mikveh, it goes back to the rightful owner. But if I'm modified to stay achuza, it belongs to me, the Alavoy. When it comes to Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, it's not going to go to someone else. It belongs to me. So the pasuk says, if I'm magdish, it's the achuza, and it belongs to hegdish, the alavoy. And then, so if I buy it back, if I'm paid it back from hegdish, so it gets back to become my stay achuza, the pasuk says. But if in my magdish is not goel the sudden, umachel es ha-sudden yishachit, it gives the sales it to someone else. So then, since I was magdashing the other boy, so the other person only owns it. He didn't, the one who bought it from the Gizbash of Anguish didn't get it. He should not stay Ahuza by him, it's his stay Mikna. So when it comes to Kibbash of Yerevel, he surrenders it, gives it back to Anguish, and it's Mishalik al Kahanim, it's Mishalik al Kahanim. So the Gemara says, there's a din, Habayin Kom Tachasav, it's stay Ahuza. Because the pasuk says, "In lo yigalas hasada, the magdish, the one who is magdish, the stachuza wasn't paid it back. Umachelas hasada liishacher, and the gizbash al hegdish sold it to someone else. And the Gemara has a drasha liishacher lo lebeg. If the gizbash sells it to my son, the son is mamet stachuza, even though the father is still alive, it's considered a stachuza by the son. And when it comes at kiddush, yeah, it goes back to the father." You don't say that it's mischalik for the Torah. So the Gemara says, "Abein kam tachasav v'mistei achuza." Or let's say a person owns an eved kenani. So the kenani goes biyusha. Mischal kamos v'mech mafrech v'reshes achuza sal v'lamem tavayde. Pasuk says, "You own an eved kenani to show a lachamoro, and if the owner dies, it goes biyusha to your children." What happens if I own an eved ivri? So you don't own the Ebedivri, doesn't go Birush. If the person who owns the Ebedivri dies, and he has cousins, other relatives, Ebedivri is Ebedis Abdel and Ebedis Abbas. If the owner of the Ebedivri dies, it goes to the, if he has a son, the son gets it. He only has a daughter, doesn't go to the daughter. It's a din, a new din. It's not a din of Birusha. Ebedivri is not Mitzvah. Ebeknani is Mitzvah as Birusha. It's the half the Muslim of Nechem Acharechem. Eved Ivri is not Nikfas Birusha. It's a din Hadein Tom Tachasavid. The Eved Ivri, Eved Ivri, Eved is Habein, and Eved is Abbas, even the daughter. So there's a different parsha of Habein Tom Tachasavid. So that din, the Habein is Yerusha Sima, the Mono Zerath and Mepasi. It's not really a din of normal din of Yerusha, because he's only related to the mother, Mishpach Hasein. It's not the Mishpach Hasein. He's not a blood relative to his mother through the father. He's related to the mother. Mishpach Hasein, he was born to the mother. That's Mishpach Hasein, Eniku, Mishpach. And Yerusha depends on Mishpach. But it's a special thing, Habein, Tom Tachasimo. But the reverse is not, you have no pasuk. If the son dies, that the mother should yashin the son, then there is no pasuk on that. So one Tana holds, Bamedvar Mamurin. When do you say the mother does the yarshin the son? That's if there is a father, there is mishpachasav, there is mishpachasein. Then you say that mishpachasav kri mishpacha, mishpachasein only kri mishpacha. So the mother cannot yarshin. The son yarshin is the mother. That's a din abein kam tachasim. That's a different parsha. But the din, the mother does not yarshin the son, because it's only related to a mishpachasein, so she doesn't get the yush. But what happens if the father is a goy? And the child is Jewish because the mother is Jewish. Whenever the mother is Jewish, your child is Jewish. So Al-Pidin, he has a biological father, but Al-Pidin, the father, he's not Mishpachas after the father. So he doesn't have any Mishpachasav. So there's one part in Yesh Nechlem, you don't pass Makir. One part is of the opinion that the only time you say Mishpachas Ein Kli Mishpacha is if the father and the mother are both trying to transmit the status of Mishpacha to the child. Father's a Kohen and the mother's a Levi. So the father wants the son to be a Kohen, the mother wants the son to be a lady. So then, or the father's from Shevet Zvulun, the mother from Shevet Yisachar. And then he said, Mishpacha Sein, then you create Mishpacha. Mishpacha Zav, create Mishpacha. But if there is no father, Al Pidin, it's only biologically there's a brother. Al Pidin, the Ben is Jewish, the father's in Belfry, so it's not the Sechaz Ech for the father. So there is no Mishpachas Adaro. Then you say Mishpachas Ein is Kuna Mishpach, and then the mother will Yashin the son. And the son will Yashin from the mother because Mishpachas Ein Kuna Mishpach. But we don't pass him like that. We pass him that not only do you say Mishpachas Ein Ein to Mishpach, when each, when there is a father and a mother, each one is vying with the other one to be the Mishpacha of the baby, you say even if there is no Mishpachas Ein. And that's what the question of this Gemara, how to read the next Gemara. Amar Avada Bar Abba, Leviya Sheyolda, Leviya gives birth to a baby, do not put the Mecham Islam, there's no get it to the Rebbe. The Gemara says, who is the father of the baby? The Yebbe Mimad, who made her pregnant? He, Leim, if you should say the Yebbe Mikoin, who Levi, the Leviya, not really Koin or Levi. So the, it's not, so the child is not kind of together because Mishpacha Sat, Kuin, Mishpacha, the baby is a kind of a lady. It's not because the mother is a lady. My union is a why do you say that the child doesn't need to be because the mother is a lady? If you Israel, it's not a, even if the mother is not a kind, it's not a lady. The mother is a Israelis, but the father is a kind of a lady. The father is a kind of a lady. So the baby is a kind of a lady. So there's no thing like that. So it must be that not. Ella must be the enemy as well. Must be the father is not a Kohen or a Levi, just the mother is a Levi. So why is the child is not going to be a Levi? So why is the child part of the Pinyin? That's the pasuk in the beginning of Mish family, but the second and third pasuk. Mishpachosim Levi Sabaisim, and that teaches you that cloud. Mishpachas Al Kohen, Mishpach, and Mishpachas Sein, and the Kohen Mishpach. And for the Gemara, Amar Apope, the Pshat, and the Memre, Amar Avada Barava, what did he say? He's talking, the Yad of the other Kacham, the father of the baby is a Goy, the mother is a Levi. So when he say, it sounds from the Gemara, when he say, Mishpacha Sav, Kuyi Mishpacha, Mishpacha Sav, Meni Kuyi Mishpacha, if they both Mishpacha Sav, and Mishpacha Sav. So here the baby is Jewish because the mother is Jewish, the mother is a Levi. The baby is Jewish. There is no father Al Pidin. Biologically, there is a father. But Al Pidin, the father is out of the picture because he's a Nachri. There's no Yachas between a Nachri and Yisrael. So since there's no Mishpachasat to speak of at all, and you say Mishpachasay, Kuruya Mishpacha. So the baby is a lady. That's the first five lines of the Gemara. Even if you say the baby is a mamzer, even if you all actually explain to the Gemara, there is a Machloekis in the Bomas and Sudas. Nochri Abu Abbas and saw that the blood is a mamzer or not. See, even if you hold that the blood is a mamzer, but he's a lady possibly. He's a lady and he's a mamzer at the same time. So the rabbi from Amsterdam used to write about these issues 67 years ago, Rabbi Yus. So he used to write in Haparis, Aloch al Maisu, what's the deal? They had many mixed marriages, and the father was a boy, the mother's a Leviah. So the child gets the second Aliyah. The child is Jewish. The child is a lady. So he said, that's what he says in the Bible. The child is a lady. But the Pashto said that we don't hold like that because in the Yishnechon, there was one Tana where I have like that, that the mother yarshins the son. And we don't accept that. And they said, how can it be? Mishpacha say, may you put in Mishpacha. And so he goes and he takes where the father is the guy. So there is no Mishpacha say. Yeah, but there's no Mishpacha say. Then you say, Mishpacha say. Is Kriya Mishpach. Yeah, but we don't accept that opinion. No, Mishpach HaSayim is never Kriya Mishpach. You know, there is no Mishpach HaSayim. So I can say over here that it's a lady post. So the Pashtus is, it doesn't really mean that it's a, that kind of religion, in the Sefer and the Rambam touches on this. He seems to assume that Pashtus, it doesn't have to be taken literally. Lady post of Mikri, that is a lady and a mamzer at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's not a lady. Since the mother is a Leviya, therefore the child is part of the beginning of it. The next month, we pass from like the next mandama. My brain, the Rav Yosef, are the first white line. My brain, the Rav Yosef, I'm a Mishnah, the Rav, the only the other Mishnah, what do you have to say? The father's a Goy. The father's Jewish. Shani Hosna, I'm not called Petarechim. Petarechim, Father Atman. Whenever, if the father is a Kohen or a lady, and the baby is a Kohen or a lady, then the baby is part of the Pidyon HaDeh. So I don't want to be in the Pidyon HaDeh. If the father is a Yisrael, and the mother is a Leviyah, mother is a friend, so a Leviyah, so the baby is Mishpachosim Leviyah. then there's not going to be a kohen or a levi. The God is in Yisrael, Mishpacha is in the base of Yisrael. But still, when you get to figure out there, that's the din that the Rechem, where he came from, is in the Levi of the heavens, then you put the figure out there. So that's how we pass from Allah about the Mar, Bede Rav Yosef, which may be Rabbi, he interpreted Rav Ad Bar Abba from Fad Rav Yom. Rav Ad Bar Abba said, Levi of Shiyog, if not put the Chavis Lan, not only if she's been Sabra from a God, and there is no Mishpacha Sa'av, even if there's both Mishpacha Sa'av and Mishpacha Sa'av. The Tet Elef, he told Rav Mona, he said, the mothers of Kenneth of Levi, the reason that there's no Chiyat Kedina. That's how we pass from Allah. And then the question is, if that's what Rav Ad Bar Abba meant, so why does he only say Levi Shiyoga? Should be the same Kohen Shiyoga? So that's what the Gemara is going to continue and say a bigger Chiddush. The Gemara is going to have a lot of Chiddush. Okay, well, but in the next week, I'll be back in the world. I hope we'll be able to have a normal Zoom. And we'll have to, we didn't finish the Gemara yet. There's a dispute between Rashi and Tais, other things of the words, whether Mizamim Sablad, a Mizamim Sablad. So we'll have to pick up on that, and we'll have to continue on the next tomorrow. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Shkayach.